Here's your midday brief for Friday, February 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A strong start to the year for the nation's job market. The Labor Department says 517,000 jobs were added to the economy in January, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.4%, the lowest in 53 years. The gains snapped a string of five straight months of slowing employment growth, but wages grew more slowly. Average hourly earnings grew 4.4% in January from a year earlier, down from a revised 4.8% in December. The State Department has indefinitely postponed Secretary of State Antony Blinken's trip to Beijing after what U.S. officials identified as a Chinese reconnaissance balloon was detected floating above the continental U.S. Blinken's trip had been agreed upon weeks ago by President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping as part of an effort to reset relations that have been strained by the country's geopolitical rivalry and exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And we report exclusively that the Federal Trade Commission is preparing a potential antitrust lawsuit against Amazon. The suit that could be brought in the coming months could challenge an array of the tech giant's business practices as anti-competitive, according to people familiar with the matter. Sources say Amazon officials haven't had individual late-stage meetings with each of the FTC commissioners to make their arguments against a legal challenge. The commission has been examining Amazon practices, including whether it favors its own products over competitors on its platforms and how it treats outside sellers on Amazon.com. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.